Bavabasa, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavabasa Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah on the top of the page. Kol chazaka she'ene matana, eino chazaka. Any chazaka that doesn't have it with it a claim is not a chazaka. Kate said, how is this? Amaloi, ma'ata oise b'sich sheli. If the owner asked him, what are you doing on my property? Shalei amali adam dava. And he replied, because no one said anything to me. Eino chazaka, that does not create a chazaka. Ata machalteli, ata nasateli, matana, hawei zu chazaka. But if you replied, because you sold it to me or you gave it to me as a gift, then that can create a chazaka. And if he inherited the field, then he doesn't need to know and claim how his father received it. The Gemara says, V'sarich chazaka, although an inheritor doesn't need to claim, he does need a chazaka, which is to have 3 years on the land. So that's talking about an inheritor. Taman taninan, moidu b'shua ba'im l'chaveiro, sadezu v'chule. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Ksuvos that says that b'shua admits, because it's a monetary case rather than an issa, that if Reuben said to Shimon, this field used to belong to your father and I bought it from him, that he's believed. And the Gemara says over there that since without Reuben's first statement, Shimon wouldn't have no ability to claim that the field was his, we also believe Reuben's second statement. However, if Shimon had witnesses that it originally belonged to his father, Reuben's not believed, and this is only true if Reuben didn't have 3 years of chazaka on the field, otherwise Reuben would be believed. Ka'adah Reuben. And the Gemara says on Ksuvos over there, if Reuven is oichel sadeh b'chezkas shehi shaloi, if he's in possession of a field and consuming and using its produce, ve'evi Shimon edim shemeis aviv mitoicha, and Shimon produced edim to say that his father had died with it in his possession, mafkin la me Reuven ve'yavin le'Shimon, we take it away from Reuven and award it to Shimon because Reuven hadn't claimed that he'd bought it from Shimon's father. Ela, halach Reuven ve'hevi edim shaloi meis aviv mitoicha. The question is, what would be the halacha if Reuven went and brought witnesses that Shimon's father had not died with it in his possession? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, ana afikte me Reuven, ana machazar nalei. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov says, I was the one who originally ruled that the land has to be taken away from Reuven, and I then ruled that it must be returned to him, because it became a case of two against two witnesses, and we therefore revert back to the original situation that Reuven was in possession. Rav Amar, now Rav says, kashinasata alpi, when you took the field away from Reuven, it was done according to the ruling of Beis Din. After this, though, the burden of proof is upon the one who wishes to extract it from the other. And the Gemara asks, Mimoidea, which person has to therefore bring proof? Amma Rabbi Bar answers, Eide Misa Moidean, the witnesses of the father's death who testify have to testify to Shimon that he owned it when he died. There are no other witnesses who could possibly be used. Rabbi Yossi says the field reverts back to its original owner, and the new resident, the occupant, has to bring proof in order to be able to take it.